Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys have heard me talk about Red Door Grill for almost a year now on 610 Sports Radio, and they're the proud sponsor of the Bobcast. And I'll tell you what, I'm a proud eater at Red Door Grill. In fact, my family and I love going to Red Door Grill, not just on Mondays for burgers or Thursdays for fried chicken, but just about every single day of the week. Because every time we walk into a Red Door Grill location, we're walking out of there feeling satisfied, feeling great, and knowing we got some of the best food in Kansas City. $5 burgers on Monday is where the week starts. You're not going to find a better deal than that. The best burger in town for just $5. You want some fries, it'll cost you a buck more. And then on Thursday, we have the jalapeno dipped fried chicken. That fried chicken starts marinating on Monday. It marinates on Tuesday. It marinates on Wednesday. It's got the herbs and spices to get into that chicken. And then boom, they flash fry it on Thursday to give you the best fried chicken that you'll ever have. And then of course, happy hour every weekday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. That's where we cash in sometimes on Fridays as well. Enjoy those great drinks. Enjoy the great appetizer specials from 3 to 6 every single weekday at Red Door Grill. And with three locations, there's one close to everybody. 159th and Antioch, 119th and Row and Town Center Plaza in Leawood and Camelot Court. And of course, you can find the location in Brookside as well. It's Red Door Grill. Over a decade ago, Kansas City dentist Dr. Bill Bush was sitting and watching TV one night, and on came a story about a young man who lost his life because of an abscessed tooth. From that day forward, Dr. Bush vowed to never let a child lose his life because of something in the dental field. So Dr. Bush created Team Smile. And now, more than a decade later, led by Executive Director John McCarthy, Team Smile is all over the country saving kids and helping kids get great smiles so they can face the day and feel confident about themselves. Well, Dr. Bush, when you started Team Smile, man, what did you have in mind when you came up with this creation to start, you know, taking care of kids all over the country and filling teeth and doing all this kind of stuff and making kids' lives better?
I didn't know it was going to grow to the capacity that it's grown the last 14 years. It started way back 13 or 14 years with the Kansas City Chiefs, with Dustin Colquitt, who's the oldest chief there now.
Yeah.
So I did pick a good one. You know, he's still around. So
sometimes you pick guys and they're there for like 10 minutes. You're like, son of a gun, now I got to go find another spokesperson. But man, you nailed it with Colquitt, huh?
We couldn't have picked a better person in the world to help us. And his family has a dental background. And I reached out to the Chiefs and I had an idea of how to help the community, how to take my profession, dentistry, and make Kansas City a better place, try to get dentistry to kids that are underserved and uninsured, but make it fun for them. So the two things that I thought were key ingredients for Team Smile was make it fun and make it easy. And it's attracted volunteers. It attracts the kids. It attracts the players and coaches. And it's kind of like a huge tailgate party. No alcohol involved, but surrounded around repairing kids' teeth and giving them an education about how to take care of their mouths and their smiles and how important it's going to be when they grow up.
Well, I think what's really cool is not really cool because it started out of tragedy where you saw a story on TV and you're like, oh my gosh, I've got to do something about this and I'm never going to let something like this happen again. Give me the background on Team Smile and what you saw, what you decided on that day when this story came to your attention.
I think like most other people, we all want to give back at some point in our lives, and there's something that moves us to move in that direction. And I was sitting at home 13 years ago and had the evening news on, and I saw a story about Diamante Driver, who was a 12-year-old boy who grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, and he had an abscessed baby tooth that needed to be removed, but his mother's Medicare lapsed, and he wasn't eligible, and his mother let it go, and he got so sick she had to take him to the hospital. And as the story unfortunately goes, it was too late, and the infection from his tooth spread to his brain, and Diamante passed away the next day. And I saw the tears in his mother's eyes just from the news program, and it got me angry. And one thing that Brian Williams said back then, he said, how could this happen in one of the world's most wealthiest countries? And right there, that got me, and I thought, how can we do something about this? And partnering professional sports with dentistry is kind of an odd combination.
Yeah.
But it works, and it's been very successful.
Now, you are the team dentist for the Chiefs as well. Did you think of that and utilize that to your advantage to come up with Team Smile, or was this something that you just kind of created on your own, even without having the Chiefs in mind at the time?
Well, I'm kind of a fire-ready aim guy, so I had the idea about Team Smile way 13, 14 years ago, and I always had aspirations to be a team dentist for the Chiefs. It was just kind of on my checklist. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how that was going to happen, and you know who you know. But we started Team Smile without that in mind, and working so hard and being around the team and the front office with Team Smile that when Coach Reed came on board, Dustin went in and talked to Rick Burkholder and said, hey, before you hire a team dentist, you need to talk to Dr. Bush because he would be a great fit. He helps us in the community, and he's very high tech, and I think he'd be a great fit. And I went in, and they asked me to be a part of it, and I'm thrilled.
All right, so you started with the Kansas City Chiefs 13 years ago or whatever it was when you founded Team Smile, and now here we sit, and John McCarthy is with us as well, who runs Team Smile for you. And every time I look at his Facebook page, he's in another cool venue, another cool city, another cool sports team on board, and I feel like, my goodness, you've got just about every professional team on board working with you with Team Smile right now. And in 13 years, that's one hell of an accomplishment.
Well, thank you. I got to give it all, give it up for John McCarthy, our executive director. And we've had a few people in the past do that position. But what's unique about John is his love of sports and his history as being an athletic director. Mm-hmm. And combining his love of sports with my love of dentistry. It's been a great marriage. And my goal was just to start with the Chiefs and just make Kansas City great. And the Royals were interested. And then somehow the Chicago Bears found out about it, and then the Milwaukee Brewers and the New Orleans Saints, and it just has grown over these years. So it's very very exciting, and we're glad that John McCarthy, because I've got a full-time dental practice. It's hard to do both. So with John's help, we're spreading the word across the country that smiles matter.
And John, how many teams are you guys involved with now at Team Smile? I'm not joking when I say it seems like you're in Pittsburgh, you're in Cleveland, you're here, you're there, you're Carolina, you're everywhere, you're out in Los Angeles. How many professional sports teams have adopted Team Smile that started right here in Kansas City and has led to this becoming a national phenomenon right now?
It really is, and thanks for having us on, Bob. We're just thrilled to be here with you today. And Team Smile has now grown to the point where in 2018, we had 29 programs all throughout the country, so 29 different sports teams. And this year, we should land by the end of 2019 between 32 and 35 programs. But now that encompasses teams in the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and we've even now delved into the NHL and MLS as well. So we're continuing to expand, but literally, as you mentioned, that's from California to Boston, to Texas, to Minnesota, and parts all in between. So it has truly become a national brand now. We brought on some national partners that have helped us expand and grow. And what's nice is we're now at the point where teams are contacting us as opposed to us just contacting them. And it's become quite a networking scenario right now where teams tell each other about, hey, this was really cool. Guess what we did in the community? And they're getting a lot of marketing blitz out of it as well. But at the core of what we do, as Dr. Bush mentioned, is free dental care and oral health education for at-risk children throughout the country with combined, and this is really important, I think, what he hit on to begin with using the power of sports to create an awesome lifetime experience for these kids. I mean, I'm just picturing these kids walking into Fenway Park when we were just there, and you know, and then you move on to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, where they just had the Super Bowl, $1.6 billion stadium. And for the most part, we have kids that are coming from nothing that are now being able to experience these beautiful stadiums and arenas with a combination of players, cheerleaders, mascot, DJ, face painters, and create this day that they'll never forget. It's pretty special.
What's that been like, though, John, to see some of these kids, that, and you've been around to all of these places. What's it like when you see these kids come through the door and experience something that they've never experienced before, and to see them get some dental care and help that they truly need?
You know, and you're one of the ones that would understand the feeling because you do so much in the community to give back. And when you see those kids light up, I'll give you one quick one. I was at Fenway Park a few weeks ago, and a little boy is the first one in line, came through into Fenway Park, and he's probably 7 or 8 years old, skinny little boy. He put his arms up, and he just got this huge smile on his face, and he said, I am so happy. And then he just jumped on me and hugged me. And it was just one of those neat feelings. And we get this type of thing all over the place. And frankly, we hear it from volunteers that each have a story unto themselves each day. And, you know, one quick story with the Royals in terms of that feeling. We had a kid last summer with the Royals, 8-year-old boy. You remember this story in the dental chair. Little boy, the dentist looked in his mouth. Little boy had a screw in his gum, like literally a metal screw lodged in his gum. And so the dentist extracted the screw and asked the logical question of, how'd the screw get in your gum? And little boy looked up at him, and this gets me every time. And he said, I was hungry. He was eating metal cars. He was so hungry, eating Matchbox cars. And so sometimes we forget, we're creating this awesome experience. We're seeing kids dance with mascots and have a great day and just stare in awe at these stadiums. But sometimes it's easy to forget where they just came from and where they're going home to that night. And that one just kind of brought me back to remember the impact that we're making on those kids.
How much of an impact is it being able to take these kids to the stadium, or is it a bigger impact to give them the dental care that they need, or is it a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. What's great, what most people don't get until they're actually at an event, is we're not just simply brushing their teeth and taking some x-rays. We have the most sophisticated high-tech equipment. We can roll out the equivalent of 30 dental chairs in about 2 hours with probably equipment that most dental office, the average dental office, doesn't have. It's all digital. We have a wireless network. We're doing crowns. We're doing fillings. We're doing cosmetic dentistry. We're removing bad baby teeth so the Diamante driver incident never happens again. So having that happen and having the volunteers interact with the kids gives the kids a very memorable moment. I remember several players, they pick the kids up and they're clapping their hands like, let's go, guys, let's get this done. So the players cheer the kids on. So I think there's probably 10 most memorable experiences that every child has, and our goal is to make dentistry one of them. And through Team Smile, if Dustin's telling a young boy or a girl to brush their teeth twice a day for 2 minutes, or Pat Mahomes says, you know, you need to take good care of your teeth so you can have a smile like mine, I think we've made an incident or a memory for the kids that'll last forever.
Well, I've had the opportunity to see both of you guys in action at the Royals and the Chiefs, and I didn't know what to expect when I walked in there. I'm like, all right, so we're going to have some dental care going on. And you look as far as the eye could see of dental chairs in there, kids getting dental work done. As you mentioned, the DJs, the face painters, the bounce houses, the mat, like everything's going on there. Like, this is like a carnival for the kids, and I think it's almost like a way, because kids don't want to go to the dentist. Adults don't even want to go to the dentist, but it's a way, I guess you could say, of getting their guard down, making them feel comfortable, making them feel at home. And then when they sit down in that chair, they're ready to rock and roll and they're ready to go. And all of those folks giving their time, all of the dentists and the hygienists giving their time to make this work. I mean, for you, Dr. Bush, to see all that come to fruition, do you ever just stand back and go, wow, I can't believe what we were able to create here, and look at all of this great work that we're doing, and we're making dentistry fun for these kids?
All the time. I think that, and I used to, when we first started, I would be able to go to every event, so I would carve out about 2 weeks out of every year to give back and do free dental work. Mm-hmm. And now it's gotten so big because of John and the efforts of the volunteers that when I do go and step back in Cleveland and Los Angeles and New York and these places where we take things for granted that things are great, and I think volunteers have great hearts, the ones that like to fly off to far off places, which are great, but there's a lot of great volunteers here that may be afraid to fly. So I think we're tapping into people that want to volunteer but are staying here in their own backyards and helping out their own communities.
John, what's it been like for you when you call dentists in other towns and say, hey, we need volunteers. We need you at the Superdome. We need you at Fenway Park. We need you here to, you know, help us put on this Team Smile program. What's that been like for you, and what's the response been?
So we have a program director, Kelly Renault, that has been with Team Smile now for 10 years, that handles that. We have a program assistant that also handles that in terms of the connection.
So you don't do anything then?
Pretty much. I get to be the face of things, you know? I get to, you know, shake hands and kiss some babies, you know? I got a good gig.
Sure.
But really, we have a website portal now. We've gotten to the point where we're so big. With this year alone, as an example, we will incorporate about 4,000 to 5,000 volunteers throughout the country. So it's very difficult to go one by one, making phone calls one by one with the dentists, and every volunteer. So we have a website portal now. the challenge really is year one into a new community, a new team, helping them understand the gravity of what we're doing, the amount of volunteers, the amount of equipment that we're going to bring, the amount of supplies that we're going to bring. And so year one is usually a lot of explaining and educating on how we're doing it and then obtaining the volunteers. But we do have a team of people that helps with that capacity, and then an online portal. For the dentists, one of the things that's really cool for them is every dentist gets free top and bottom scrubs from TI Scrubs, which coincidentally, Dr. Bush and his wife founded TI Scrubs and has really taken off as well. But every dentist gets them with the logo of the team. So if we're here in Kansas City, they get the Chiefs or Royals or Sporting K logos on their scrubs. And we're allowed to use them. We're not allowed to sell them, but we're allowed to give them to the dentist. But they think it's kind of cool. They're wearing those back in their office afterwards. Every volunteer gets a T-shirt. Every volunteer gets lunch when they come to it. So it's been a really neat deal to watch it morph. Once we're in a community once, then all of a sudden they tell each other. They tell their friends. They tell other dentists. The word begins to spread. Once we're there once, honestly, year two and beyond, we're getting to the point, some communities, we've got to turn volunteers away. We shut off the website. We get to a certain point. We get to the point where you don't want to have 100 or 200 extra volunteers standing around after they took a day off of work with nothing to do. And so that's a good scenario to have, sure. Obviously. So it's really morphed. It's fun to watch.
Two of the and we couldn't do this alone with the volunteers and the players and the teams, but also our sponsors, our two foundational sponsors, names that your listeners would be familiar with, are Colgate is one of our sponsors, and Henry Schein, which is kind of behind the scenes for medical, dental, and veterinarian. But they have really helped us provide a network to where if we get asked to come out to a stadium with, say, for the Seattle Seahawks, we can call their branch out there, so we get their technicians to set the equipment up, and we can basically create a turnkey operation for any volunteer in any city within a few hours. And our other sponsors, we have Acteon and Midmark and DentaQuest, and it just continues to grow, and Serona, Dentsply. So we really are grateful. We couldn't do it by ourselves, but it really is a team effort, from the doctors feeling like they're being part of the team for the day, which that was the attraction for me, because I was just huge Royals Chiefs fan.
Right.
I said, wow, this is really what it feels like to be part of their team for a day. So I think that part of it's attractive to some of the volunteers also.
So how many, over the 13 years that Team Smile has been around, how many kids have you guys taken care of? How many mouths have you've fixed and changed, and lives have you changed and touched through these 13 years?
So now we're to the point, we've just surpassed 200 programs. We've surpassed $18 million in free dental care and oral health education, and just surpassed 30,000 total children earlier this year. So sometimes I drive home honestly thinking about Dr. Bush, that had this idea in his head to begin with and launched this with the Chiefs. And sometimes I wonder what it's like to be you, just looking back now saying, gosh, I had this idea years ago and I wanted to do this with the Chiefs. I wanted to help these kids in Kansas City. And all of a sudden, years later, we're at the point with going literally east to west, north to south in America, and serving now over 30,000 children and $18 million in free dental care. And we're not slowing down anytime soon. Just as a point of reference, in 2017, we had 19 programs and served 3,915 children. Last year was 29 programs, 5,432 children. And this year, we should be in the ballpark, 32 to 35 programs, should serve about 6,000 children roughly, and should be able to get to the point about 2.5 million in free dental care and oral health education this year alone. So sometimes I think back to his original vision and look at it today saying, wow, what a neat impact. And knowing that we're continuing on that trajectory going forward, and we expect that we're going to continue to grow. You know, as we move forward, we're about to hire a dental home coordinator to help place children in dental homes that don't have one in communities all throughout the country. We're working with a technology company to build an app and hire a person in that capacity. We're looking to expand our office. We need twice as much space or more in terms of warehouse space. We have so much stuff, and we're about to obtain much more. and moving forward, our hope is in the next 3 to 5 years, be able to, I'm afraid to pigeonhole myself by saying this, but it's an exciting time. We're hopefully going to be able to duplicate our efforts by buying another whole set of equipment, another truck, hire another team of people, and ultimately be able to double what we're doing today over time. So it's an exciting time at Team Smile, and the impact is real. One by one by one, we're able to help thousands and thousands of children throughout America. But it really all started with an idea. It was all Dr. Bush's idea.
When you had that idea to do it here in Kansas City, when did you decide, you know what, let's go a little bit further. Let's take this outside of Kansas City. Let's do some other towns around the country. When did that start happening?
When we started getting different doctors that would call me at my office and said, hey, we heard about this event that you had with the Chiefs of the Royals. Do you think we could do it with our town or our team? And I said, sure you could. You just need to know the right people, and whatever I can do, I will do and help start one with you. And then that happened with the Chicago Bears. And I always kind of look at the comparison with the NFL. The NFL started with the Chicago Bears and the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. That's of the two founding teams. And I believe that Team Smile started that way too. And without Dustin Colquitt, which is without his help, we wouldn't be able to do it. It has to be that athlete, the professional athlete and the professional dentist, hygienist, dental assistants together to create that synergy that delivers the care. And what's exciting too, John, and you guys said, you step back and get goosebumps and feel all the time. But to think about Dustin, he's transcended his own sport. His sport is football, but Team Smile, which was co-founded and co-created with him, is now with golf and with hockey and basketball and football. And we've worked with Justin Timberlake for 5 years, and we had all our equipment out on the golf course. And Timberlake would do clinics for the kids with golf, and then they'd come back the next day for their dental work. And it's just so heartwarming to see how professional sports has embraced this charity.
Do you have Timberlake's phone number in your phone right now?
Yes.
Could you give that to me? It's so funny because he was coming to concert, right, a couple of months ago here in Kansas City. And I'm going around. I go, I know there's somebody that knows Justin Timberlake, and I can't remember who it was. Now I remember who it was. It was you that knows Justin Timberlake. You've had an experience, obviously, meeting so many cool people because of this. Who is Timberlake, the coolest person you've been able to hang out with and meet?
I would say Timberlake and Paul Rudd through Dustin, because he's so close with the Big Slick here.
Right.
But I have to say my all-time favorite is Governor Schwarzenegger, because he's always been a childhood idol to me. And I thought, you know, someday I might meet him. That's one of my life goals. And again, if you do good things usually happen. When he was the governor, Fresno State, the Bulldogs are one of our founding teams too.
Oh, and no kidding.
We kind of focus on professional teams, but once in a while we'll do collegiate or Division One, and especially if we want to, our goal is to be in all 50 states, we may need to do like a D1 school, North Dakota, or you know, some of those places.
Sure.
But we went to the governor's office, and I walked in with my wife, and it was just me and the Terminator and my wife, and I started telling him about the program and how wonderful it is, and asked him for his help to expand it, and he was very willing to help, and he got me in contact with the right people to expand it. And he was telling about the dental care in Austria is not around, it's not good. And then he looks at my wife and he says, what does she do? And I said, she helps me. And she does a lot of other things. But the funny part was he pulled her into the conversation. She said, I help him. And we, do other things together. Of course, you know, the women, you know, the wives, we got our spouses, significant others, we got to be thankful for them, because sure, we can't do it alone either.
So when he left the room, did he say, I'll be back?
Oh, I said that to him.
And how did he respond to that?
He smiled real big.
So does he like that kind of stuff? Or is he one of those guys, like, we had Jimmy Walker and Dynamite guy. He refused to say Dynamite. I ended the interview. I don't need you here anymore. If you're not going to say Dynamite, that's what everybody knows you as. So did Arnold appreciate that?
Oh, no. He was every bit of what you would hope for if you get to meet your idol. He was every bit of that. And in fact, he gave me one of his Terminator jackets, and he wrote on there, floss or I'll be back. So we're actually going to put a big display in the dental office of his Terminator jacket.
Why was he your idol?
When I started growing up, I wasn't kind of in the in group, so I wasn't the cool kid. So I figured, you know, if I'm not, I'm going to have to make my own group. So I started lifting weights and getting involved with that, and I got a lot of self-confidence and started playing sports and football. And I just thought, I love his story, coming from Austria, coming to America, self-made. He didn't have to be governor. He had all the money in the world. He wanted to give back. So I just think, and he's made a few mistakes along the way, but I just think he's just a really cool guy, and I've read his books. I just think he's a great story.
You know, the interesting thing, you talked about yourself and developing that self-confidence. How much self-confidence do you think you've created in these kids by getting their teeth fixed and making sure they can smile properly, you know?
I'm telling you, some of the kids come in with chipped teeth, and they walk out with their full smiles. We had a girl that wasn't going to go to prom and then told me at the end of the visit that she's going to prom tonight. I had a little girl over at Sporting KC look up at me, and before I even got to start, she looked up at me, probably 8 or 9, looked at me and said, "I feel safe here." And I thought, wow, we got something special here. If somebody can, a child can say that in a dental setting at Sporting Park, we've done something right.
Did you get further into that conversation with her? Like, what do you mean you feel safe here? Is it something that, you know, you never felt like safe with the dentist before, or you just feel good today?
I don't know. I just kind of took it in. I didn't want to pry a little bit further, but I think looking at her, because she was seated back and I hadn't started yet, but she just looked up through my mask and looked at the dental assistant, and I think she felt cared for. I think
that's
she felt
cool.
Part of a team. Yeah.
Did you realize when you started this, like, you would have this kind of impact on people? Like, you probably thought, we'll fill a couple of teeth, brush a few, floss a few, make sure nobody has any abscessed teeth and move on. Did you realize you would have, like, a legit lifetime impact on some of these children?
Never in my wildest dreams did I think. I mean, let's face it, people don't like to go to the dentist. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's always fun, but
you get that gas and you're laughing. Everything's good, you know?
But I just think sports is the fabric of every community. And if you can wrap your cause around your team, that you have a good chance at being successful. And through the Kansas City Chiefs and all that they do, they're the leaders, and hopefully the NFL this year, and everything that they do in the community. Outstanding franchise.
I want to go back to Justin Timberlake. I want to know what a day is like spending it with Justin Timberlake. I'm going to pry on you now a little bit.
Well, when we met him for the first time, my wife, she's always apologetic. She said, we're sorry we're interrupting you, and do you think we could get a picture? And he said, of course you can. And she said, I hope this wasn't on your – I know this wasn't on your schedule. And then he looked and said, half the – isn't on my schedule. Can't say the bad word.
Yo, on the podcast you can. You absolutely can.
Yeah, he said, half the shit isn't on my schedule. He said, get in here. Let's get this
podcast.
Picture.
Right.
So, yeah, he's just a great guy.
Yeah. He seems like, I used to think Jeter was like the ultimate dude that you wanted to hang out. And then he's turned into a heel, so he's off the list. But like Justin Timberlake seems, don't tell me anything bad about Justin Timberlake, because I look at him and I'm like, that's the ultimate guy. Like, that guy's got it figured out right now.
I completely agree. He, during his golf tournament, a funny golf story I had, he's a big, Justin Timberlake's a huge golf lover.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of, forgot his name, the golfer with the blonde hair, and he always would dress very creatively too. He's one of Justin's best friends.
Payne Stewart.
No, Payne Stewart has passed away like 20 years ago.
Okay, but he dressed funny.
he drank a little bit too much.
John Daly.
Oh, John Daly came up to me and he says, in the parking lot in the golf course, he says, "Hey, Dr. Bush," he says, "I got this tooth and it's really hurting me." And of course, he pulls up his lip, and I said, "Oh, that doesn't look good. We're gonna have to have you come over to the kids' clinic and I'll get a look at that." I said, "What happened?" He says, "Well, I got a root canal in Russia." And I said,
"What?
Well, that's probably part of the problem. You shouldn't have gotten it in Russia." So he came over to the tent and we had
why would
him.
Anybody get a root canal in Russia, especially John Daly? Like, I think
know.
You have the means, don't you, to get that root canal taken care of in America.
You should have come to see Dr. Bush to begin with.
That's right. Yeah, like, no offense to Russian dentists or anything
that's
like that.
Right.
But the last thing I'm doing, if I'm in Russia, I'm not getting a root canal.
That's right.
I'll wait till I get home
exactly
and have that taken
right.
care of. So that is pretty cool. Now, also, you have the opportunity to work on all the Chiefs, and I know the Patrick Mahomes phenomenon is huge. What are his teeth like?
Oh, he's got a great smile. And he he brushes twice a day for 2 minutes. So I got my hats off to Patrick. He's got a great smile, and hopefully we can match that smile with a Super Bowl trophy this year.
Yeah, you have a good story about being the Chiefs team, Dennis, like something that you've experienced that you're like, wow, this is really one of the coolest things ever.
I think what I miss that I get with the Chiefs is the camaraderie that sports really builds for being part of a team, whether you're an athletic trainer or a child, or it's just that camaraderie that just makes you feel good when you leave. And I think that's what I enjoy most. I've got lots of stories, funny stories. I'll tell you one real quick. So Frank Zombo is in the office and Alan Bailey is in the office. So they're in separate parts of the office, and Frank looks up at me, goes, "Who else is here?" I said, "Alan Bailey's in the other room." He says, "Do you mind if I borrow your scrub top? I'm going to go in there and pretend I'm you, and we'll see what he does." So he sneaks up, sits down behind Alan Bailey, and Alan looked up at him and realized who he was and let out the craziest, loudest, like scared all the patients in the office, and it was laughing. You could hear his laugh is contagious, Alan. And so, yeah, I think that the guys have a great sense of humor there, and I think that goes a long way.
It has to. And, John, you've been around sports forever, from an athletic director to a coach to working at the NAIA. What has Team Smile done, in your mind, to incorporate the sports aspect of things with the giving aspect, which seems like it's perfect fit for you?
Yeah, it really is. You know what? I think it hits what Dr. Bush had in mind all along, and that is to take the fear out of dentistry, to make it cool, to make it fun. You know, when an 8-10-year-old boy or girl is in a beautiful stadium or arena, and all of a sudden a wave of players, cheerleaders, mascot come along, it just changes that dynamic. All of a sudden, you know, these kids all of a sudden are thrilled, they're happy, they're excited. And so it helps us use the power of sports to ultimately make an impact on the lives of young people. So I think it's a wonderful use of the platform that sports provides.
In 10 years, where do you guys want to see Team Smile? If we're doing this in 10 years and we're all fortunate enough to still be alive and ticking, where do you think the program is going to be? Where do you want the program?
You tell me, then I got to go figure out how to
make
it work.
That's right, you got to figure it out, yeah.
Well, I'm a huge NFL fan, so my private goal would be to have all 32 teams. Right now, we have 20 teams. And growing.
It's not that private anymore. You just said it on the podcast.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So you only have 12 teams left that you need to get.
That's right.
Who are, let's name names. Come on, let's call them out.
So we have the Seattle Seahawks, the Oakland Raiders.
Are you going to move to Vegas with the Raiders?
Absolutely.
Good.
We're going there. The Cleveland Browns we're working on.
Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Packers.
Mm-hmm. Miami Dolphins.
We have the Dolphins. We've got a bunch, and then the other goal would to try to be in all 50 states and have some representation to where dentistry is important and impacts. Everybody knows it. We just don't talk about it. Your smile impacts your career and impacts the people you meet and how people perceive you. And if we can get to those kids at the grassroots level and they remember that their smiles are important, even if we never get – hopefully we get to see them again, but a lot of times we never get to see these kids again, that they take that experience with them – and it makes a huge difference in their life.
When you came in and we started the interview, we started with the story that led to where you are today with Team Smile and seeing a young man pass away because of an abscessed tooth. You ever talk to his family?
Yeah, actually, a couple years after that, I went to an event and I went and found his mom and gave her a big hug and said that her son didn't die without some good things that are changing other people's lives. And unfortunately, he didn't get to live out his life, but what his experience or what his outcome was is really changing kids' perception of their smiles and their oral health and how important it can be. But yeah, I gave her a huge hug.
Did she know about you, or did you just kind of like sneak attack and say, "Hey, this is what I'm doing"? Like, how did that whole thing work?
Yeah, no,
out,
it was definitely a sneak attack.
Yeah, it was.
So they in Maryland, they did a separate. Someone provided some money for a trailer type mobile clinic, and they were launching that in behalf of him just in Baltimore. And that, I think, still exists now with his name on the side of the trailer. And I told her and congratulated her on that. But I said, I think this is going to be big with Team Smile. And I just wanted to thank you for the inspiration your son provided me and dentistry, and we're changing people's lives, and things are getting better.
What'd she do?
She cried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody that lost her son probably never knew if his legacy was going to live on, and here's a guy in Kansas City that doesn't know me from Adam has started this big program, and you can legitimately say you probably have saved some lives with the work that you guys have done.
Absolutely. Yeah. We see, you wouldn't believe the things, and it's just, I think, the kids' diets, and they don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. Some of them are just hungry, you know, so they're not eating the best. But I think if we give them the proper tools and education at one of these events, that's going to go and be sent off for a lifetime.
It's pretty cool to see the idea that Dr. Bush had 13 years ago right here in Kansas City explode nationwide and involve so many sports teams throughout the United States of America. Team Smile is just another thing that makes you proud to be from Kansas City.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.